did the daily routine in your life compare with your mother's daily routine?
Yes, it was totally different, because with a practice on the premises, you never knew when the door was going to ring or the telephone go. You'd be dragged out any time of the night or day for calls, which my sister and I usually drove my father to these calls, you know, to just company, or mum would go to. And to her point of view, well, to all of us, it was like an outing. You regarded it as an outing, a drive, come for a drive out to Mulgoa or somewhere. But she worked very, very hard. She did have a maid in the earlier years when we were little, but the latter years, to save money, of course, that was bypassed. And many a time she'd be round in the surgery, cleaning it up for the next day after 11 o'clock at night. And during the war, of course, it was seemed to be very, very busy. And she'd be cooking bacon and eggs for Dad at these ungodly hours of the night. And he was a light diabetic, so of course she had to watch him too. But home life here, really totally different, because comparing my father with George, my husband, Dad wasn't a really gardening man. He loved to tinker with his car and so forth, but he sort of, I think, valued his hands. And so, of course, but George was the real intuit homemaker. And but he was a very strict man, I suppose, being in the Air Force, and the forces, they are all down to earth, and everybody was sort of, we weren't all regimented, but but no, we'd get up and we'd be gone by 7:30 in the morning, drove him out to the camp every day and picked him up, or he'd take the car sometimes. But no, it seemed to be a different type of life, but we loved our home, so we weren't really wanting to go further afield. He did like to, we went to a couple of overseas trips, not big ones, but we saved up for those. He preferred to go to that for those, rather than just every holiday you just went for a fortnight's holiday somewhere. He felt you gained more education-wise going to another country to see how they went. But they were two totally different ways of life, from a practice to a normal.
Did your mother make clothes? Or
when we were little, she used to sew, but she used to, you know, you'd have full skirts, so she'd pull those all apart, and they might be a tea towel, you see. And but they didn't have much money, so she really looked after her clothing exceptionally well. But,
did she make jams?
Cakes, yes, cakes, jams, all those sorts of things. And I love making marmalade jam. I like all those old-fashioned type of things.
Yeah?
Yes, I cook too. Yes,
and
I like all that.
Did you sew also for the?
I'm not as good a sewer as my sister. She can run up anything. She's very good. She had four daughters, and of course she can turn a hand to anything. And she makes lampshades and all this sort of thing. But no, I think I haven't had time to do that. Right. I'd much rather get out and mow the grass and do the garden and things like that, but I can put a dress together, and I can sew if I have to, yes. And this is where, when I do retire, you have to, with your retirement, you have to look ahead, what am I going to do, which I'll have, I'm sure, plenty to occupy my time when I retire. Mm.
And do you belong to any community?
Yes, I belong to the Nepean Historical Society and the Nepean Choral Society, the singing, and I go regularly to church every Sunday evening. They're about my three main things that I feel I can fit in. Because our school, the principal before this one, wasn't very pleasant, and so our school seemed to go down and down. And so anyhow, I joined the PNC out there, and as the cluster director said, goodness, you come to the PNC. I thought, my goodness, well, I think I'd be about the only clerical that perhaps would. But I've sort of tried to help as much with the school. Now I'm involved with the centenary book out of the school and the centenary, which comes, the school's 100 next May. So we're really working towards that, and that does involve you. You seem to just somehow get involved with things.
Yeah.
But this is one way of communicating with the outside world. Hmm.
And did you belong to any of these groups before you were married?
Yes, we belonged to the CWA, Younger Set. We were the Younger Set group. And, we did lots of fundraising things. And we'd go and do some older people's gardens. And there'd be the parades down when the electric trains came to Penrith. They had a big parade down Penrith. And, of course, here we were all up on the back of a truck. And one year another lass was the front of the cow and I was the back, you know, and we walked down High Street. And then you go to the ball at night. We had lovely balls, and they finally ended up down at the Log Cabin Hotel, the balls, and they were good. The Dungown Theatre, which was in Station Street, they had nice balls too, you know. It was quite a big barn of a place. But and then you'd go to Lower Castlereagh, you'd go to dances down there. But the CWA Hall in Station Street was a funny little tiny weeny little hall, and we'd have local dances in there where you'd all sit round and, you know, I wonder who's asking me to dance and somebody thumping on the piano. But you wish some of those times could come back and the children might be more occupied. But those sorts of things, they were. And Red Cross, not that I was in Red Cross very, very much, but went to some of the evening classes. They started those at Penrith High. So we went up and we learnt cake decorating, hat making, glove making. They were about the three things we sort of got ourselves involved in up at Penrith High.
Glove making,
oh goodness, another trouble. So, but cake decorating, that has, I've been really lucky for that. I've done wedding cakes and that one, you know, sort of took my fancy. And you know, any of these things, they do occupy your mind. But being with the school, I got involved and I had to do the first aid. So every 3 years I've updated my first aid and can do the first aid out of the school, just in case some. Well, you sort of keep, yes, I feel you want to put as many strings to your bow as you can through your life, and it's such a waste, you know, if you don't do as much as you can and fill up your time. But
what about roads and transport? You said they were all dirt roads when you were young. And
yes.
And how did you get around mostly? Did you walk or?
Walk or ride a bike. We had a bike between us. To my sister and myself.
Right.
So I was more the tomboy type, so I seemed to ride the bike more than she did. And then parents had a car, but of course we were taught to drive.
Mm-hmm.
And but no, that was a no-no. You couldn't really take the car anywhere because that was for the practice, so
right.
That was it. So later on I bought a car for £300 and had £5 left in the bank.
What sort of car was that?
That was a little Ford Prefect, tiny little Ford Prefect, but it took us miles, you know. Yes.
And what about your son when he was growing up? What did he do for recreation?
I think I swam him so much that he didn't have much more. And he learned tennis. I took him down to tennis lessons, and he loved running. He was a very good long distance runner and loved going out on all the runs, and we'd follow him around on quite a lot of those. We'd go to Bathurst and all around where the fun runs were on, and he went to Penrith High. The twins went to Penrith High, and so Rod went up there and went right through to year 12. And I felt sending him to a private school, all that travelling, that really would have been better if we'd have been sent to MLC Burwood than going right into Sydney. I felt, is all that travelling worth it? he could just walk to Penrith High, and he was quite a good student. So had he been not so good, I think we'd have considered another school and given him more a one-to-one opportunity. But he seemed to cope and has coped right through, so I think he'll be all right.
Yes. And what about the twins? Did you? How did you find taking on a grown-up family? That must have been
well. That was I counted to 10 many times. Yes. Had to do that. It was strange for both sides. Some things I feel now might have been a bit hard, but George said when I first came, he said, we will not go against each other's decisions. If I make a decision and you think it's wrong, we won't argue about it. So we got on very well, and I had no trouble with my son at all. Nothing. I've had not an ounce of trouble right through his life because we never argued in front of him. Sort of, he might say, well, black's that, and I'll say, no, it's white. No, we both agreed it was black, you see. So we just didn't argue on anything, and he's grown up through that, that there was no fighting, nothing going on in the home situation. So I think
stable.
Went quite stable. Very stable, but of course George was, if he said no, it meant no, and that was it. You didn't come back for another, please.
No.
No, yes, so he knew that was the finish.
And did you have any animals?
Oh, yes, yes, I've got chooks.
Have you?
Yes.
Still?
Oh, yes, I've still got
really?
Chooks, yes. Yes, Emily and I both have chooks, and I find that's wonderful because people don't have poultry in their backyards now, and if I take people half a dozen eggs, they nearly flip over because they're so different from the egg of today,
yes.
Which runs all over the pan, they tell me. No, cat, birds, fish, goldfish, dog, I've got a lovely golden retriever, and so no, a real animal lover, yes, and love, we've got a pair of blackbirds that come into the trees, and they're beautiful, the English blackbirds. But I've got a lot of other birds that are around. I think it's because George loved trees, and being a fibro home, perhaps it was it cools down quickly, but it does get very hot on a hot summer day. So western side, he made sure there were enough trees there to give a shade on the.
The birds
are attracted by the trees. Yes.
Looking back on reflecting over the days before, you know, in the late 40s really, and before then, and looking at the place now, or really as it was in the late 50s, 60s, what do you think about the changes that have taken place? And the have you felt that the place, with all the population explosion that took place?
Yes, it's well, it's too rapid now. Things are changing too quickly. But I feel with the town itself, better planning could have been done. It's a schmozzle now.
Right,
and
the heart of the town.
Oh, yes, it's just, it's a mess. And I don't know how they're going to get out of it. But it was, it was a comfortable town. You could get in your car and just drive wherever you like. Now you have to think, how do I get from A to B without sort of coming across a stop sign, or you can't go down there, or one way. It's just out of control at the moment. But I feel that's the powers that be above, in the council and so forth, that have just not planned the town properly. And but it was we had the older cars, I suppose, the slower cars, horses and sulkies, and you'd have the rail, the hitching sort of posts down the Penrith, and the horses would be tied up to that. But I suppose it was all slower then, but it's much faster now, And
there's a lot of traffic here, isn't there?
This is, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Yes, there's a lot of traffic out the front
and
here.
And that's changed, I suppose.
Oh, yes, yes. When
what
I
was it like there?
Well, I used to learn typing over in a funny little house over the road there, well before all this was here. And you'd slither and slide in wet weather up the up the mud,
mm-hmm.
up that road. It was terrible. And but no, this is just, it's, I don't know what they're going to, how they're going to overcome it now. But,
and what else did you like about the old days, which you don't like so much now? Or are there things that perhaps are better?
Well, I suppose, I don't know, I like the, well, what did I like? I suppose it's the, you don't have as many, when you're in a smaller town, you know everybody. And but now it's getting to the stage where you can go down the town, you just don't know anybody. You could go to the pictures on a Saturday night and you knew everybody in the pictures. And it'd be a real gossip, you know, look who's with that one, you know. And this type of thing, but that's going from Penrith. Completely, it's going from the area, and it's a shame the children sort of can't grow up in that calmer atmosphere, you know, where it's it'd be much better for them, really.
Yeah.
Yes.
And do you feel that sense of space that you had around you as a young person here? Do you feel that that's gone now with the build up of?
Yes, it's really, yes,
birds.
It's disappearing, yes, it's going, yes, it's just, because it used to, you know, you could walk, I know my sister and I, we lost our cat, somebody stole him and cut all his, he was a Persian, cut his fur off, and we were told this man lived right out here, out of Penrith, south there. Well, I mean, we walked and we hid behind bushes, we followed this man, I mean, we'd probably be murdered now.
Yeah.
And but we got right out there and walked up to this man's home who we knew, and he said, "What are you girls doing out here?" So he hitched up the horse and sulked in, brought us back home again. And of course we were looking for our cat, weren't we?
And that was South Penrith. That's,
oh yes, that was
not far from here now.
Yes,
I mean, it's all built up.
All
now.
Built up, and it was, you know, it was miles out really. Mm. But I could show you the trees, you know, right out there. There's still sort of these trees of his, but no home and that sort of thing. But it was just all paddock, nothing,
mm.
nothing. It was lovely. Mm. So, and they've got that new complex out there, that Glenmore complex.
Yes.
Yes, well, I don't know. I said the other day, I said, well, there seem to be only three outlets from there. They have a boom of fire in amongst all that. How are all these people going to get out? I don't know. But, you know, it is. It's just growing and growing. So
did you, when you were a child, did you walk around the streets a lot?
Oh, yes.
Allowed to?
Oh, yes. Yes, you'd go over to the shops, you'd walk to school, you'd walk home. There was not a fear, nothing. Nothing at all. You had no, everybody knew you, and you didn't worry about that.
Feeling altogether.
Mm. Oh, totally different feeling, yes. I mean, these people next door, they wouldn't even let their little girl walk round the shop round the corner here.
That's more recently.
That's now, yes.
Now.
Mm. You know, I mean, you couldn't.
No.
It's you're too frightened to.
And you have to lock up.
And you lock
the
up,
house.
Yes. Yes. Well, the other night I came home, and we'd been into Sydney to see the King and I, and came in. I'd seen this man up on the drive here. He seemed to be drunk, so I drove in. I always pip the horn, that'll be let Emily and Vic know I'm home. And I got out of the car and turned the light, two-way switch light on, and then I got back in, locked the wheel, put the hook on, got out, about to shut the door, and he was coming down the drive. I got jumped back into the car, slammed the door, thought I'd locked it, you see, but I hadn't locked it on the return trip, and I just put my hand on the horn and blew and blew and blew. I thought, now what do? Do I waste my time getting the hook off and drive out? And I thought I could hit him if he's drunk, so I just kept blasting the horn. Nobody heard me, Nobody heard me. I thought, oh, can't somebody hear me? Because he turned around and went, but I didn't know where he'd gone. So then Vito came out because their dog started making a noise on the door because I was making such a noise. And I heard, so I put one leg out ready to get the other one back in again. And I said, "That you, Vito?" And he said, "Yes, what's the matter with you?" I said, "Oh, a man just walked down the drive after me." So he came in, of course, this is the funny part. He came in his pyjamas. So he saw me in the front door, and that was it. And I thought, oh, God, if anybody sees Vic walking home in his pyjamas from my place at about 1:30 in the morning.
Talk about, won't it?
That's right, yes. You better not put that in.
but that lack of security, though, is something that's
changed. Yes. It's really gone. Even when we work out at the school on a Saturday, we lock ourselves in the building.
Do you?
Yes. It is sad. It's very sad to think that, and you can't trust people. You just don't know what, really, I suppose, with children, you don't know what your neighbours are like. They could be the offender or people living in the house nowadays, isn't it? But it is a shame. But the I feel this mall down here, it has some disco place, and there's quite a bit of roughish types get down there, whereas the dancers we had, they were, you know, when they looked, we looked back, they were as harmless as anything, but oh, the fun we had. Yes, it was really good.
So there are probably some things that are better these days.
Yes, I suppose shopping is, perhaps it's better, you can select your own, and you know, you can budget yourself, I suppose. You don't have to pick up from the shelf if you really feel you don't want it. I suppose it's quicker.
Yes.
All those things, but I don't know that we've got really much more time on our hands. I mean, I never watch television. I think it's a waste. I suppose in the holidays I might get an odd day where I'll watch telly, but a lot of people just sit and watch that and don't do anything else.
It's a waste a lot of time.
And waste a lot of time if they only realised.
Well, I think we've covered everything.
All right.
So thank you very much for your
time. That's all right. Oh dear, I don't know if I...